There may be more than a hint, a whiff here, of the much-loved music by Vince Guaraldi, a jazz artist known for writing the music for the Charlie Brown Christmas special. What we might not recognize right away is the sacred nature of this tune. It's a lyrical melody from a jazz mass Guaraldi created on commission from Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, and the tune is titled Theme to Grace. The Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania Concert Choir, under the direction of Alan Baker, will be joined by the Lyric Consort and a host of regional jazz artists and church choir members this Thursday, which would be tomorrow evening at 7 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Bloomsburg, for a program titled Sacred Jazz. The program is free and open to the public. The Reverend William Carter from our area, from Clark Summit, and his jazz ensemble Presby Bop with saxophonist Nelson Hill will provide the instrumentals for two standards of the sacred jazz repertoire, and that would be the Jazz Mass by Vince Guaraldi and also a piece titled Reflections and Meditations on the William Byrd Mass for Four Voices by Brian Barlow. There will be more on that program. Dr. Alan Baker is a faculty member at Bloomsburg University, and he is also artistic director of the Lyric Consort. And the Lyric Consort will perform both tomorrow evening in Bloomsburg and then on their own in Scranton this Sunday. Dr. Baker stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about these performances.
Jazz is probably one of the last players at the table in terms of sacred music and the, you know, Christian music, the history of it. It's always been pretty conservative, and you can look at all the historical periods and that new styles and stuff were not exactly welcome. And earlier in the 20th century, the idea of gospel music, there was a lot of pushback against that, of bringing, you know, sounds, harmonies, rhythms of jazz into gospel music. But I wanted to do this Vince Guaraldi Mass I've known about for a little while through Bill Carter. You know, he's the Charlie Brown Christmas guy. Maybe he wrote most of, maybe all the music for these Charlie Brown, you know, specials. And that Charlie Brown Christmas special was done in 65. And right before that, Guaraldi, who was a jazz musician in the Bay Area, was approached by people at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco who wanted to know if he could, you know, write like a jazz mass or something that would be interesting, you know, to younger worshipers, that type of thing. And so in 1965, he puts this mass together, and it's the first jazz mass in America. And he takes some of what would have been the hymns, three hymns that you would sing with throughout the Mass, but then some of the service music like the Creed, and sets these to new jazz harmonies, and the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei become these kind of bossa nova. Now he's using the tunes that would have been chanted out of the 1940 hymnal, but he's playing around with some of the rhythms and certainly giving it a kind of a jazz feel. And he writes some instrumental music. He writes some blues for the actual communion, and he writes a piece called Call to Remembrance for the offertory, I think. And the Alleluia is a lovely melody that he sets called the Theme to Grace. Bill Carter has done this piece. Well, I guess the where it really gets interesting is that Guaraldi doesn't read music, apparently, or it doesn't write it very well. And he doesn't write this down. He's like working off these little snippets of paper crib notes and that kind of thing, and they do it. So there's no music, you know, for someone that wants to do this, but there are some recordings, like cassettes and stuff that people made, and I think he recorded portions of it with some Bay Area high school or something like that on an LP. But a few years ago, Bill Carter sits down and he just listens to all of this stuff and tries to kind of sort it all out and transcribes it and creates performance materials. And so it's been done around here, but I think always in the context of an actual service, a mass. And so we wanted to just do it as, well, this is the music. And if we get rid of all the mass stuff, then we can do some other music too. And so we can just kind of present it as, you know, how we often do that. You take Renaissance masses and you just sing them as concert music, and it's beautiful. And so that's what we're doing with this Giraldi Mass, and some people from the various churches in Bloomsburg. It's a real community-wide type of event are coming in to, you know, provide the choir for that. And Bill Carter is bringing his Presby Bop group down. And Nelson Hill, who's one of our faculty members, fantastic sax player out of the Poconos, and he'll be playing as well. But we've got room then on the program to do some other things. And I think they kind of show the different ways that jazz can kind of sneak in the church door. So it's Thursday evening, the 7th of March at St. Paul's Episcopal, which is on Main Street, the corner of Main and Iron in Bloomsburg. And at 7 o'clock, Bill Carter's going to share some words. He's going to, you know, explain some of the history of the Giraldi and how he worked with it. Maybe these are going to be some sounds that people haven't heard. I think maybe the very last hymn of the Giraldi, I'll just go ahead and put it in the program and invite people if they want to, like, try their hand at singing. We'll have a big group sing on that.
Then you're back to Scranton for the Lyric Consort concert. Speaking of things that are sacred, there's an impulse here that has a spiritual base.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this idea of home and not being home, whether it would be homelessness in the traditional sense we think of. And so I want to just kind of explore that musically, because I think for most people, home isn't, it's not a house. It's deeper than that. And so how do you know when you're home, and you know, when you're not home, and that type of thing. So it took as the kind of launching pad for that. There's a familiar, it's a spiritual, I guess, an American hymn, Poor Wayfarer and Stranger. That's a pretty common Christian metaphor, is this idea of being on a journey and not being home, that home is an afterlife, the heavenly home type thing. So, of course, we have some music that touches on that idea. And then another spiritual came to mind, which was Let My People Go, when Israel was in Egypt land. You know, Moses goes to Pharaoh, Let My People Go. And there's a fantastic arrangement of that by Adolphus Hailstork that is just really, really fun. Then I'm to the Waters of Babylon, which is one of the Psalms, I think Psalm 137, by the waters of Babylon, we sat down there, we wept. And it's about when the Babylonians conquered someone, one of the ways they kind of pushed their authority or established is they literally took the conquered people and they took them away. They took them back to Babylon, basically. And over a series of generations, you know, this was a very successful way of changing the whole home, sense of home, and quashing rebellions and insurrections and stuff like that. So that's what that psalm is about, that the conquered Israelites are taken to Babylon and they say, We're here, and we hanged our harps on the willows, and they that led us astray required of us a song, saying, you know, sing one of the songs of Zion. And the question of how can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You know, so this home, not home kind of feeling. And the program just kind of developed from there, and I wanted to use the bird mass, because it's very interesting that he wrote this beautiful music, and he said the mass three times and really invests himself in writing this gorgeous music that couldn't be sung because the Catholic liturgy was outlawed. You maybe did it in secret, stuff like that. And I think they were even published in these little tiny print versions that you could kind of hide in your sleeve and that type of thing. So, you know, he's home. He's in England, where he's always been home, but things have happened that it's not maybe it doesn't feel like home. And that led me to some other pieces, a piece by Kim Sherman called Graveside, which is from a larger piece called Requiem for Bosnia. It's really a powerful piece, but again, there's a situation in which, you know, the tables are turned, and now home isn't home anymore. You're still there, you know. And so it's not always that people leave home or are driven away from home. It's just circumstances can change. And I think we don't maybe think about how good we got it, you know. There's a King Singers piece I wanted to do then called Horizons, which is it's a really brave piece that was commissioned and written by a South African for them when they were touring South Africa. It was either year right after the year right before apartheid came apart. It's a really powerful piece that's all set as a little like a lullaby, a father singing to the child, and it kind of encapsulates this whole, you know, view of nature and the world, that the world is out there and to take care of us. New things come on the horizon that meet our needs from day to day, hunger, thirst, that type of thing. But then the colonizers come and initially greeted as gods in galleons, but they bear bows of steel. And, it's not a happy ending in that piece. It's a really powerful piece. If you understand when it was written and performed historically, it becomes even more powerful. And, lots of other pieces on the program. It's St. Patrick's almost, a couple of Irish things. And the Irish are, the Irish folk songs are great at talking about home. So the Irish lullaby, the Irish blessing. There's a Londino Sephardic piece by the Jews that were in Spain and well established there for years, and then they're dispersed, they're driven out, and they wander around Europe trying to find these places. And it's a beautiful language. It's kind of a mixture of Hebrew and Spanish, and it's this lullaby that a mother sings, to her child. Just, it's some beautiful music, and what we usually try to do during Lent is provide something that's kind of thought-provoking that might launch people on their own, Lenten journey, that type of thing.
Tell folks where we can join you for this program.
Well, we're at St. Luke's in Scranton, right there in the downtown, and it's the 10th of March, which is a Sunday, which is different for us. We're kind of night singers, I guess. And we haven't done a Sunday afternoon concert, I think, for quite some time. But it'll be at 3:00 at St. Luke's. And as usual, students of any age are always welcome, free of charge.
Dr. Alan Baker. He is professor of vocal and choral music at Bloomsburg University and artistic director of the Lyric Consort. He has been speaking with us about two concerts taking place this week. First, tomorrow evening at 7, it's the Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania Concert Choir under Dr. Baker's direction. They will be joined by the Lyric Consort and the Reverend Bill Carter and his jazz ensemble Presby Bop, and guest saxophonist Nelson Hill, and they'll be performing the Jazz Mass by Vince Guaraldi, known so well for his Charlie Brown's Christmas music, and Brian Barlow's Reflections and Meditations on the William Byrd Mass for four voices. Jordan Markham, organist and director of music at Wesley United Methodist Church, will join with Nelson Hill to accompany members of the Wesley Choir and the BU Concert Choir in selected movements from James Whitborn's Son of God Mass. That's tomorrow evening at 7 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Bloomsburg. Admission is free. It's a program titled Sacred Jazz. And for more information on the web, bloomu.edu, bloomu.edu. And that's a wonderfully distinctive program that Dr. Baker just spoke about. And then he sings with, and he's the artistic director of the Lyric Consort, and it is the annual Lenten offering of the Lyric Consort. It's a program titled Poor Wayfaring Stranger, and the spirituals Let My People Go and Poor Wayfaring Stranger inspire this program of sacred and secular music, expressing the pain of captivity and homelessness and the joy of homecomings, both earthly and heavenly. It's this Sunday afternoon, March 10th, at 3 in the afternoon at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Wyoming Avenue in downtown Scranton. And for more information, lyricconsort.com, lyricconsort.com.